Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning Atud Telefonica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Europe's push for digital sovereignty faces challenges as key figures advocate autonomy amid continued reliance on Chinese technology and significant investments. With companies like Telefonica, O2, opting for alternative suppliers. TÜV warns that the planned shutdown of Germany's 2G network could make millions of vehicles unsafe during inspections, while Telefonica, O2, remains less forthcoming on its timeline. And Simyo rolls out Black Friday mobile tariff deals on the O2 network offering up to 100 gigabytes of 5G data, intensifying competition in the market.
Handelsblatt reports that Europe's pursuit of digital sovereignty is marked by both challenges and significant investments. While leading figures such as Bundeskanzler Friedrich Merz and French President Emmanuel Macron emphasize the need for European digital autonomy, the reality on the ground reveals a continued reliance on Chinese technology. For instance, communications at major events often utilize Chinese-made equipment, evidenced by the mast on the URF campus operated by Deutsche Telekom. Despite some enterprises like 1&1 and Telefonica, O2, opting for alternative suppliers. Many masts managed by Deutsche Telekom and Vodafone still incorporate Huawei components, raising long-standing security concerns, including fears of unauthorized access to sensitive data. In response, governments in France and Germany have initiated measures and stricter regulations to gradually replace such technology in upcoming network evolutions, including the transition to 6G. And have even entered discussions with Deutsche Telekom about possible state compensations for phasing out Huawei components. Additionally, Handelsblatt highlights a major initiative where European companies are set to invest an extra 12 billion euros to reduce dependency on digital imports from both the United States and China. Announced at a summit on digital sovereignty in Berlin, which drew over 900 representatives from politics, business, academia, and civil society, this initiative represents a milestone in building a more secure and competitive digital Europe. A concrete outcome of these discussions is the enhanced partnership between SAP and the French startup Mistral, supported by agreements with the German and French governments, aimed at integrating AI into infrastructure planning and processing funding applications. This combined effort underlines the ongoing debate between ensuring security and capitalizing on the economic benefits of widely available, cost-effective Chinese technology.
The InsideDigital.de article reports concerns from TÜV regarding an impending challenge for millions of cars in Germany. It explains that due to the planned shutdown of the 2G mobile network by 2028, vehicles relying on 2G for their mandatory automated emergency call system, eCall, could be deemed unsafe during inspections. The report details that especially small and medium-sized vehicles might fail TÜV inspections if the eCall system is not updated to operate with LTE or 5G networks. The article stresses that this issue is not caused by traditional wear or mechanical faults, but by a technical requirement that is becoming obsolete. It also notes that while Telekom and Vodafone have provided clear shutdown dates, Telefonica, O2, has remained less forthcoming on its specific timeline, leaving open questions about the responsibility for ensuring vehicle safety.
A subsequent article from Mobiflip.de, authored by René Hesse, highlights Simyo's new Black Friday mobile tariff deals, which are set to impact the competitive mobile services market. The article explains that Simyo and MobileZone are launching plans offering up to 100 gigabytes of data via 5G on the O2 network, with the XL plan priced at €11.99 per month under a 24-month contract and without an activation fee. Further details are provided for a smaller M plan with 40 gigabytes for €7.99 per month under similar contractual terms. The report also details flexible tariff options on the Vodafone network, which run month-to-month with different connection fees and upload speeds. Through these offerings, the article captures the latest developments in mobile tariff promotions, emphasizing the evolving choices available to customers in using networks like O2 and Vodafone.
The article published by Teltarif.de details a phishing scam that impersonates Deutsche Telekom in order to trick recipients into paying a fake invoice. The report explains that the fraudulent email, which may include alarming sounds and flashing notifications on a smartphone, claims there is a new telecom invoice ready for payment, even targeting those who are not telecom customers. It is highlighted that the scam email contains misleading information, such as a specific billing amount, a due date, and a supposed scheduled debit from an identified bank account, all designed to create a sense of urgency and credibility. The article further explains that consumer protection agencies have flagged this message due to telltale signs such as a non-official sender address, an impersonal greeting, and a suspicious link embedded within the email, all of which indicate that the message is likely fraudulent. The report advises consumers to avoid clicking on the links contained in such emails and recommends that they verify any billing information by checking on the official website or mobile app of the respective companies. Overall, the report from Telterefet serves as a cautionary advisory for Telefonica's competitive environment, reminding customers and stakeholders alike to remain vigilant against increasing phishing attempts that misuse trusted brand names in order to gain access to personal and sensitive data.
The Handelsblatt article examines the broad spectrum of companies that are unexpectedly reaping the benefits of the booming artificial intelligence market, extending beyond the usual tech giants like NVIDIA, Google, Microsoft, or OpenAI. It explains that companies such as Nebius, a Dutch AI data center operator, have recorded a remarkable 355% revenue increase year over year, reaching $146 million, and securing major clients like Meta, demonstrating how tech giants' record investments benefit a wide range of suppliers. The narrative further details that the surge in projects has also spurred new opportunities in industries such as headhunting, with compensation packages reflecting the strategic and competitive market dynamics, and explains that specialized data center providers, like Nebius, offer full-stack platforms in a landscape where hyperscalers sometimes fall short. The article then transitions to illustrate that the construction sector is experiencing a boom, with mega projects like Meta's Prometheus data center, alongside similar plans from Amazon, Microsoft, and Oracle, driving up costs for designated construction sites, materials, and labor, as evidenced by Turner Construction, a subsidiary of Hochtief, benefiting from multi-billion-dollar contracts. Finally, the report outlines the structural growth opportunities for electrical engineering suppliers, exemplified by Schneider Electric, who is investing heavily in advanced cooling systems necessary for AI processors, as the energy demands of new data centers are projected to double within a few years, reflecting a significant global trend in infrastructure expansion.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.